A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. At Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward perverting the truth to draw the disciples away from them. So be vigilant and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I've never wanted anyone silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak and keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. The word of the Lord. Whether we read the gospel for today, which is really Jesus' farewell discourse or speech to his disciples, in which he says to them that he must go in order that the other spirit, the other advocate, might come, but that he hopes that they will experience joy, that their joy will be complete, or whether we go to this text from the Acts of the Apostles, we have Paul's farewell speech or discourse. Saying goodbye, letting go. Neither of these is easy. Perhaps it's a little easier for the one saying goodbye, at least at times, if it seems to have been that person's choice, as it seems to be for Paul after much discernment, saying goodbye to the followers, the Christians in Ephesus, whom he does not expect to see again, and letting them know. But harder for them to let him go. The reading is quite touching. They were weeping loudly, threw their arms around him, kissed him, distressed that they would never see his face again. And likewise, Jesus had to reassure the disciples who were not ready to let go of him in that farewell discourse. And yet he tried to get them to see that he had to go and that joy would come, the Spirit would come. We are at that point in the Easter season between the celebration of Ascension and the celebration of Pentecost, between the letting go of Ascension and the receipt, in a way, a hundredfold that follows upon that comes with Pentecost. Basically, our awareness of Ascension in terms of its relevance for our own lives is a sense that letting go is necessary in life, letting go in a wide variety of ways, but that it's only when we let go, even if we use the language of Paul to the Philippians, if we empty ourselves, only then can we be filled with the fullness of Christ. So on Ascension, the disciples learned that Christ, who had been with them as the risen Christ in a different way, still would not remain with them even in that way, that they really needed to let go, just as Jesus was to say goodbye. And it's only in that letting go that the Spirit would come. So likewise here for Paul, as hard as it may have been for him, he loved these people. His words are solicitous. He admonishes them over the years, he says, with tears himself. He's aware that he's lived for their sake, but that now the time has come for many reasons whereby he could not hope to return to them again, and they need likewise to be able to let go, to let him say goodbye. Sometimes the letting go doesn't seem so tragic because it seems to be either freely chosen on someone's part, such as here Jesus or Paul, and then it's a freely chosen thing because the person sees something more to come in the offing. Sometimes, however, the letting go is forced, not our choice. I think of the tragic situation of refugees from many areas in our world. I think especially recently of the refugees from war-torn Iraq, especially our Christian refugees who are being systematically, in a sense, oppressed simply because of their being Christian, and how the Christians are fleeing the painfulness of that letting go without knowing that there might be something more promised, something more to come. It's a radical letting go, not knowing what might lie beyond these borders or whether to their homeland they will ever return. In what might that Pentecost consist? Will there be a Pentecost for them? And so we are filled with ambivalence at times because the letting go doesn't always make clear for us that which will be forthcoming. Paul quotes an old proverb here, really a Stoic type saying, it is more blessed to give than to receive. A kind of significant saying. It's important to let go. It's important for us to be self-giving. Paul certainly was giving of himself, as was Jesus. Sometimes, however, maybe it's also important for us to say it's more blessed to receive than to give. For some of us, for some people at times, it's hard to receive. It's easier almost for us to give, give, give. And so again, there's that kind of ambivalence, that kind of yin and yang side of things, giving, receiving, letting go, hoping for fulfillment, ascension, Pentecost. So our readings today, and certainly this account in the Acts of the Apostles, simply reminds us of a truth about life that we find especially in Buddhist teachings as well, the doctrine of impermanence, that all is transitory and all passes. And so there is a time for giving and a time for receiving, we might say, as the book of Ecclesiastes talks about it. There's a time for everything, a time for giving, a time for receiving, a time for emptying, a time for opening ourselves to being filled, a time for letting go, a time for saying goodbye, a time for waiting, a time for letting us see what comes next. How will God respond? All we know is that all of us at times in our lives are called upon and need to let go, sometimes radically, sometimes against our will, sometimes under the threat of violence. But letting go is such a part of life and opening ourselves to then what might come to fill us. And so we say goodbye, but we also open ourselves in that to what comes next. After ascension came the Pentecost. As we move closer to Pentecost ourselves, let us hope not only for ourselves, but for all peoples throughout the world, that the Spirit comes with her transformative power.